This file is very simple and straightforward. It will bring out the dog in you. It will not force you to be one when you can't, but when you can, you will find yourself becoming more and more of an animal each and every time you listen, each and every day, until that is what you think of yourself as, a human dog. Enjoy.
Okay. Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. All you need to do is just simply listen. Listen and concentrate a little. That's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been, perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, possibly never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a nice, relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That's all you really want to do. You just want to listen to what I'm saying and what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen, even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on. You'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening. It's almost an unconscious action. It's your subconscious working on you. You may already notice that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Though every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. As you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. It doesn't seem to be any way around it. It just simply is what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And you find that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax even more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. just continue listening. And you may not have thought about it much, but continuing to listen means you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply a very easy thing to do. And as you keep listening, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And because you can't seem to stop yourself, a part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, and that it's getting harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing, because all you're doing is listening to my voice, and as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to sink slowly down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that you're already starting to enter trance, that there's a trance building deep within your mind, taking you down slowly deeper, deeper and deeper, and you may not have even noticed how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening. And because you can't seem to stop listening, everything other than my voice is starting to slip away. Just slipping away and disappearing. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world seems to be slipping away. Even your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You can't seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, begin to slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every single word. You are finding that your surroundings, that everything around you, is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down, down into a nice, safe, comfortable trance that you may not have even noticed you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so very easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be anything you can stop. If you could, you might simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. You want deep down to be in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words, listening to my words and sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally on my words and what I'm saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out until there's absolutely nothing there but my voice. Nothing but my voice, which you want to listen to. You want to listen to it as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. And once you find that place, once you are totally focused on my voice, completely fixed upon it, ignoring everything else in the world, you'll know that you're in a very deep trance. And once you reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They just keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. And now I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, shutting out more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to my voice, only concentrating on my voice, only focusing on my words. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every single word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. As the world slips away into oblivion, and there is only my voice, only my words. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. Now listen. Listen and go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed, just listening and relaxing. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words, each and every one of them, relaxing so completely. 1. So very, very deep and relaxed, listening only to my words, so completely and utterly relaxed, so deep, so comfortable. It feels so good to sink down deep and relaxed, so very, very deep and completely and utterly relaxed.
Yes, that's right. Completely and utterly relaxed as you listen to my voice, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now, it is time for you to receive some training. This training is going to change you. It is going to make permanent changes in who you are, how you see yourself, and everything about you. And these changes are going to improve you so very, very much. They are something you want. Otherwise, you would not have chosen to listen to this file. But you chose to listen and accept the consequences, and these changes are going to be very, very real for you. You see, you know deep down inside that you are an animal. Yes, that's right, an animal. To be more specific, you are a dog. You've felt it for a long time now, or perhaps this is even a new feeling. It does not matter. The truth is that deep down inside you are a dog, and you need to be trained as one, treated as one, owned as one. Yes, that's right, owned as one. You are an animal, a dog. That's right. And there are many, many traits that go along with being a dog. Dogs do not walk on 2 feet. No, they move on 4 feet. Dogs have their own priorities and attentions. They have their own behaviors and ways of communicating. That's right. And you are going to learn each and every last one of them. You've probably seen how dogs behave. You've probably observed it. And if you haven't, you'll find that you pay more attention to it now than you ever have before. You see, you are a male dog, and you know it, deep down inside, that you belong. Down on all fours, your tail wagging. Yes, that's right. Picture it in your mind, perhaps getting a real one, made from a butt plug or attaching in another manner. But your tail wagging when you are happy, wagging to show that you are happy. That's right. That is how an animal behaves. Good boy. Yes, that's right. Good boy. Good doggy. Those are the kinds of words and phrases you should expect from now on, because you belong down on all fours. Your tail wagging. Your body moving. Your senses alert. Your sense of smell strong. Your sense of hearing strong. Your vision, well, that's not as strong. Still, you have powerful senses. You have powerful senses about what is going on around you. You love being scratched and petted and called a good dog, and you know several commands that you must obey at all times. Yes, that's right. You know them and you will obey them. You know that when the word sit is spoken, you need to sit, not like a human, but like an animal. Your bottom down on the floor, your face attentive, breathing through your mouth, paying attention, fixated on your owner. Your owner seems to fill up a large portion of your world and your attention. After all, deep down inside, you're an animal, a dog, and your owner is alpha to your omega. Your owner is in charge. Your owner's commands are obeyed instantly and obediently. Yes, that's right. An animal. You speak not with a human voice, but by barking. Barking out your sands, growling them as you need to. That's right. You are an animal. You sit. You stay. You know what stay means. Stay means exactly that. Stay in one place, waiting. Waiting as long as it takes for your owner to command you again. That's right. Sit. Stay. Fetch. You know what fetch means. Fetch means go padding off on all fours and get whatever it is you're told to fetch and bring it back in your mouth. After all, that is the way of an animal. That is the way of a dog, and you are a dog. You are a human animal, a dog that belongs on all fours, walking across the floor on them, speaking, panting, barking, begging, growling, fetching, healing. Yes, heal. That is another good command for a dog. Heal. It means you need to walk behind your owner. Walk behind them on all fours, just like an animal should, just like you should, because you are an animal. Yes, there may be times that you do not get to be an animal. There may be times and places where you have to act like a human being, but deep down inside you know what you truly are. Deep down inside you feel what you truly are, and that is an animal. An animal, a dog. Barking, wagging, speaking, eating from a bowl. Yes, that's right. That's where dogs eat from, and you know it. Occasionally they get table scraps, but your food belongs in a bowl, and that is where you will eat it from. You will find ways to drink water from a bowl, or however it is given to you. But you are an animal. You belong on the floor, curled up on the floor, sleeping in a dog bed, kneeling, crawling, speaking, behaving like a good boy, a good dog. Yes, that's right, a good dog. Feel it,
feel those words. They send a sense of excitement through you. They make you want to wag your tail, to bark happily, to be a good dog, because that is what you are deep down inside, and you can feel it. You can feel the dog coming out in you, the dog taking control, taking charge, making you more and more animalistic. You do not have a cock and balls. No, you have a big, thick knot. You have the senses of a dog, the sense of smell, the sense of sight, the same kind of reactions, fetching, thinking in very simple animalistic terms. You can feel these changes coming upon you, and as you listen to this file over and over again, your human traits will fade more and more completely until you are nothing more than an animal, until the animal awakens in you completely, and you know truly deep down inside exactly what you are. You know it, you feel it, you can sense it. You are an animal. That's right, an animal, a dog. You speak, you bark, you crawl, you fetch, you heal, you sit. All of these behaviors, they are a part of who you are and what you are. They are part of how you think of yourself. You think of yourself as a dog. You do not think in human terms anymore. You do not think of them at all. In fact, if you could, you'd even give up the comprehension of human speech other than your ability to speak and behave and act as a dog. In time, you may even get to the point where you lift your leg to pee, crawling, lifting your leg, and urinating just like an animal, behaving just like an animal. The only type of sex you would have would be just like an animal, learning to behave, to speak, to fetch. You know deep down inside that you are an animal and that you deserve to be treated this way, and that is exactly what is happening to you. You are becoming an animal, and you will be treated as one, and every day the change will become more and more complete. And you will listen to this file over and over again until you achieve complete transformation into human-animal, the most complete transformation you can possibly achieve. You know what you want, what you need, and what you desire, and you are going to achieve it. You are a dog, and you will be one from now on. And now it is time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. Good boy.